Ben Swith and the Sergeant at Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Richard Carlson, a retired Lutheran pastor from Roseville, Minnesota. Please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you for the invitation to open this session with prayer. Let us pray. God of many names, we come to these halls of power on this new day, in this new week, in this new year, called as elected representatives of the people in this state to be about the task of setting policies and enacting laws that have a profound effect on the welfare of the lives of others. Mindful of our democratic heritage and of those who have served before in this very space and faced with the challenges of their day, give us the will and the energy to study the facts of the issues before us. Give us insight based upon the core values in our hearts to discern our opinions. Help us then to express respectfully these convictions. Lead us to quiet our hearts and minds to listen, really listen to the expression of others. And then in this process, an open dialogue in a spirit of humility and good courage, and with a vision of creating healthy communities throughout this state, inspire us to work together to accomplish this purpose. We are thankful for the blessings in our lives and for the privilege and opportunity of the office we hold. And now into the opening of this day, bring grace and love and peace, we pray. Amen. Thank you. Oh, yes.
Liberty and justice. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fischbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J, Peterson B, Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Wieger, Wickland.
A quorum is present. Okay, we'll begin with the second order of business, executive and official communications. Please make note on the first page. And the third order of business, messages from the House.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the adoption by the House of the following Senate concurrent resolution herewith returned. Senate concurrent resolution number 2. Relating to parking space in the Capitol area. Signed, Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives.
No action is necessary. The Secretary will read the next resolution, concurrent resolution.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the adoption by the House of the following Senate concurrent resolution herewith returned. Senate concurrent resolution number 3, relating to the adjournment of the Senate and the House of Representatives on January 17, 2013. Signed, Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
No action is necessary. We move to the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The Secretary will give the bills their first reading. Okay. The bills are printed on the sheets that are available up here and are referred as indicated. Moving on to the ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. These are author motions, and we'll adopt these as on page 2 as one motion. All those in favor of the motions as indicated, say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Now we refer to Senate Resolution number 23 and number 4. They have both been referred to the Rules Committee. Then the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Without objection, the following people are excused from today's session: Senators Hall, Bonoff, and Marty. Are there any other announcements of Senate interest? Senator Bach.
Thank you, Madam President. Seeing no further announcement, I would move that the Senate do now adjourn until Thursday, January 17th, 11 a.m.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. The motion prevails. The Senate is now adjourned.